What were your feelings when Coach Trestman told you this?
Shocked, I think, at first, and then disappointed. I didn't see it coming. But I think anytime you lose a lot of games and you don't play as well as you hope, there's a chance that could happen.
Have you ever been benched?
No, not that I can remember.
Is it fair, Jay?
Is what fair?
Benching you.
How so?
Do you think that it's a fair decision to replace a quarterback this late in the season, basically identifying you as the scapegoat?
There's a lot in that question. I haven't really thought about it that deeply. All I know is there's a lot of money involved in my contract, which comes with a lot of expectations and a lot of responsibility. And whenever you're not winning and performing the way you should, that's a likelihood that could happen.
Let me rephrase it.
Okay.
Is it unfair that you're benched?
I think that's the same question.
Could you play for Mark Trestman next season?
Yes, I think I could. I definitely think I could. I mean, we'd have to, figure some things out through the off season, which I think would be easy enough to identify and work on things. But that's not out of the question in my book, anyway.
How's McDaniels worse than this?
It wasn't an open dialogue in that situation. That was more of a situation, kind of you're a quarterback, go away for a weekend, and we'll try to trade you. I mean, that was how that worked. It wasn't a work together for 2 years, and you're not up to expectations, so we're gonna make a change. I mean, there wasn't a situation where I show up Sunday and he goes, "Hey, we're gonna start Jimmy." I mean, it's I think it's night and day, different situation.
Did you try to appeal to keep your job?
We talked about it. I don't know if he went into detail about the conversations. I don't think it'd be productive for me to really go into detail about it. We had a conversation, and this is what ultimately he decided to go with.
Do you think a fresh start is necessary somewhere else, maybe?
I would like to stay here. I mean, I really like it here. I love the guys in the locker room that I get to play with. Clearly, it's a different circumstances now, but going forward, this is where I'd like to be.
Do you think that this says that the franchise might not be as committed to you as they were before?
It's a fair question. I don't know if I can answer that. I think that's probably something for Phil or the McCaskies or Tress. In my role right now, I just have to support Jimmy, try to help him as much as possible, and whatever happens after that last game. Go ahead.
Do you wonder that, though?
Yeah, of course, yeah. I mean, I think everyone would wonder that. I mean, that's a natural response to wonder that. But like I said, going forward, I mean, it is what it is. Whatever happens at that point between, after the season in March or whenever they make the decision, that we'll cross that when we get there.
Jay, obviously the offense hasn't done what you guys expected. When you look at your play, do you think you took a step back?
Certain games you play well. Certain games I didn't play well. Overall, I mean, whenever you only win five games. The quarterback, like I said, I think I said it either last week or the week before. The quarterback has a lot to do with wins and losses in this week, this league, this day and age. So, only win five games. A lot of that's going to be on me.
You talked about your belief in Mark to help you ascend as a quarterback. You still feel like he's got whatever you need to ascend?
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into football games, offensive, defensively, special teams wise. Mark's still a heck of a football coach. He's a heck of an offensive coach, and he's a heck of a quarterback's coach. I still truly believe that.
Hey, but with regard to the way this season, the way the offense was run, with regard to play calling, coaching, protection, personnel, do you feel it has given you the best chance to succeed?
I don't know if me going into that I know me going into that isn't going to help anything going forward. Each game is different. Each third down is different. Each scenario is different. So it's hard to, you know, take a collection of all of those and sum it all up into two sentences right now.
Well, for instance, like, you've been a big proponent of the idea of rolling, of moving the pocket, and you always are agreeable to that. But it's one of those things that seems like Trespin always wants to do it, but never has done it enough. Mm-hmm. Is that a fair analysis?
You know, I don't know if I'm not going to jump on the on this bandwagon of trying to tear apart, you know, what we did or what we didn't do offensively. All I know is at the end of the day, you know, I want to play better. I wish I would have played better. Maybe we wouldn't be in this situation.
How has the scrutiny of the season, the pressure of this season, weighed on you as it's progressed?
It's no different than I think any other year. And whenever you're losing, obviously it gets harder. There's more scrutiny. Whenever you're winning, you know, you can throw a pick and, you know, it's just like, hey, you know, we'll fix it next week. But whenever you lose consistently and lose games back to back to back, you know, it gets tough.
For a guy who's been in the league as long as you have, how big of an education have the last 2 weeks been?
Yeah, yeah. It's, yeah, it has. I don't know. I mean, I think it's going to serve me going forward. You know, hopefully it's here. If not, it will somewhere else. But it's definitely been different. It's been something that I haven't experienced, like I said earlier. So I don't know. It's hard to say right now it's valuable because I don't really enjoy the situation we're in right now. But I think later on, whenever you look back at it, it's going to serve me well.
Jim, did they tell you that it's just 1 week? What do you think you have to do?
You know, whenever the decision was made, I didn't stick around and ask a lot of questions. You know, it was something that I didn't probably take as well as I don't know if anybody would take it well. I didn't take it well at the time. So we haven't really went into specifics. He told me, you know, just to be ready this week, and you know, of course I'll be ready, and I'm going to try to help Jimmy and make sure that he's ready on a short week. I don't know. Just, I mean, at this point, just try to improve it and hopefully it isn't scrutinized anymore.
Jim, have you had to reconcile the difference between Cromer being able to keep his job after what happened last week and you losing yours in this situation?
Have I been able to?
Yeah, have you thought about the differences there and whether that's fair and should be?
I think it goes back to David's questions. You know, it's out of my control. I'm not in a position to make those decisions. All I can really control is my outcome and where I'm at right now and my actions going forward.
Any of your teammates talk to you after the decision was made? What were those conversations like?
Private. They were good. I mean, everyone's been supportive. Everyone's been has been really good. I mean, we got a lot of good guys in the locker room, but we got some professionals, so they know that. You know, they've got to support Jimmy 100%, just like I have to.
It's an odd thing, but what has been your dialogue been like with Jimmy, and how does that role fit you as sort of being backup?
I think last year when I was hurt and just helping Josh has kind of helped me with that role. Obviously, the scenario is a little bit different. But just trying to relax him and trying to help him through the reads and help him try to see the defense pretty clearly. I mean, we've played them once before, so I've got some insight into that. And Jimmy's not a rookie. He's been down this road before. He's played in football games. You know, he's played a lot of high level football games from high school to college and then started in Carolina. So I expect him to play well.
Jay, how much of the weight do you carry? I mean, when the season's kind of going downhill, how much weight and pressure do you carry?
Throughout the year?
Yeah, just as, you know, especially from, like,
are you talking about, like, pressing and trying to force stuff and just the whole – this in general? Yeah, I mean, anytime you're losing games as a quarterback, it gets tough. And you got to take a look at yourself and try to fix things. And, you know, there's been instances throughout the year that we just haven't been able to fix things. I haven't been able to fix things. And, you know, ultimately that's why we're in this position.
Were you feeling pressure from your – contract at all? Was that
No, I mean, whether I make what I make or I make, you know, far less, I mean, I still want to go out there and play at extremely high level. I mean, that's why I started playing this game in the first place.
Does the size of the contract, the security, make any of this easier to take because you are handling it professionally?
Great question. You know, I'm still disappointed. Whether they pay me or don't pay me, I don't like being in this situation. I don't like having to sit up here and answer these questions about me not being able to play on Sunday. I'd rather get paid less and be able to play on Sunday and play at a high level if that was possible, but it's not right now. So, you know, the security of the contract is nice, but I would trade that for, you know, reversing our record and playing better football.
Were you angry enough yesterday to ask Bill about your future and to want to know where you stood with the team?
I did not. I don't know if they have those answers right now, and I'm not going to push them to find out those answers. I think there's enough distractions going on right now in this building. That my focus can only be just helping the guys in the offense, trying to help Jimmy make sure that he's ready to go on Sunday. And whenever we get to a point where those things are needed to know, we'll find those out.
Jay, is it odd for you after the way 2014 started to not know if your future is going to be in Chicago?
Yeah. You know, you sign a 7-year deal and you think you're going to be here a while. Still hopeful that's gonna rain true, that we'll have another shot at this, but you know, after that last game, you know, a lot could happen, and we'll just have to be prepared for it.
Jay, Mark talked about how this type of thing can revive a player and help them refocus. Do you feel like that's on the table for you?
I mean, I don't feel revived right now,
yeah,
but
he's talking about, you know, big picture.
I mean, I think that you know, that's not far off. You know, a lot's going to happen between now and then, and you know, we'll talk about that whenever we're there.
Did you see Aaron Rodgers' comments about your situation?
I did.
What were your thoughts on?
Aaron's a great guy. You know him, know his brothers. Appreciate his comments. You know, they're playing at a very high level up there, so you know, not much. I'm not going to go into detail about it. Just I appreciate him.
Have there been specific identifiable things that Mark and Matt have been pointing out during the course of the season that they've tried to get you to do that, from what you can tell, has been a factor in this?
We didn't talk about specifics of things. That was never talked about yesterday. You know, there's a litany of things that we've discussed throughout the year, and ultimately that's why we're sitting here. I don't know. I mean, not terribly long, not terribly short. I guess kind of in the middle.
5 minutes.
Use your imagination, I guess. I'll leave that up to you.
Did you walk out of there, maybe?
Huh?
Did you walk out of there thinking maybe you played your last game as a
Dresden? Yeah, I mean, definitely crossed my mind, for sure.
Chad, do you talk to Phil Emery at all since the decision came down?
Or? I have not.
That sentiment that Mark has or told us about that you could provide or Keyson Corbett, did he express that to you, that he thinks you still have it in you to be a great quarterback?
No, it was more about the now and it situation of you know, Jimmy and me, rather than the future of what's going to happen with my career.
Jay, what did you do after the conversation with Mark to process it?
Well, we had a protection meeting, so we had to jump right into that and figure out what the Lions were doing blitz-wise and dog-wise. You know, and then after that, I just went home and, you know, talked to Kristen about it and, you know, started thinking it over.